WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Education and the Freedom of Information Act are among the subjects of the first bills being proposed for next year's General Assembly session. Even while the outcome of two key House of Delegates races and control of the chamber is still in doubt, and a task force tries to find out what went wrong in Charlottesville on August 12th. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, November 21st.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Legislators have now begun pre-filing bills ahead of the 2018 General Assembly session. From partner station WCVE, Soraya Wintersmith reports that members of Virginia's General Assembly have about 2 weeks to submit requests for bills and resolutions to the Legislative Assistance Agency.
The pre-filing period allows lawmakers to get a head start on asking the state's Division of Legislative Services for drafts of measures they plan to sponsor during next year's General Assembly session. Legislative Services Director Mark Bucci says the pre-filing deadline is Monday, December 4th.
And after the pre-filing deadline ends, the members of the General Assembly are restricted as to the number of bills that may be introduced into the General Assembly session.
Requests made during the pre-filing period won't count towards the limited number of requests lawmakers can make. Bucci estimates that last session, the Division of Legislative Services drafted more than 5,000 bills. For WMRA News, I'm Soraya Wintersmith.
Republicans in the House of Delegates filed the first three bills of next year's session. Among them are two education-related bills and one clarifying Freedom of Information Act rules regarding scholastic records. Meanwhile, control of the House of Delegates in the next term is still in doubt 2 weeks after the election, and election officials are now casting even more uncertainty on two key races. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The State Board of Elections is declining to certify two elections for the House of Delegates in Fredericksburg, throwing control of the House of Delegates into chaos. At issue are two precincts where at least 83 voters were listed in the wrong district. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University wonders how this race could ever be resolved.
We could have a situation where the 28th district race has to be rerun. We're literally all of those votes get thrown out because there's a certain number of them that are tainted, but you and I and nobody else knows which one of those votes are tainted.
Meanwhile, in Newport News, Democrats feel very good about picking up a Republican-held seat in a recount. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says Democrats might be able to engineer a situation where they elect a speaker when they have a temporary majority because of those uncertified seats in Fredericksburg.
2017 has been a rough year for Virginia Republicans, but if the Democrats take advantage of a momentary advantage to select a Democratic speaker, it could be really Armageddon.
Here's another potential Armageddon, a 50-50 tie or a 49-49 tie. Now, which member of the House of Delegates could possibly emerge as a compromise candidate in such an overheated political environment? I'm Michael Pope.
2 days before millions of Americans sit down to a turkey dinner for Thanksgiving, poultry workers and supporting activists will rally today in the heart of Virginia's poultry industry for what they're calling Poultry Workers Appreciation Day. The group will meet south of Harrisonburg in the town of Dayton and march to the town's Cargill poultry plant to support the rights of workers, including the right to unionize, a right that workers and activists say Cargill is denying them. Workplace injuries are common in the poultry industry, but workers say they are routinely denied access to medical benefits, workers' compensation, and even bathroom breaks. A similar rally last year in Harrisonburg attracted around 40 marchers. There's more information about today's Poultry Workers Appreciation Day rally on Facebook. What went wrong in Charlottesville on August 12th? And what lessons can the state learn? Well, those are questions a special task force is poised to answer on December 1st. A preview of its report suggests communities put many more limits on protest permits in the future. Virginia Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran says that Charlottesville could have banned weapons and kept the Unite the Right rally short.
What little permit they had allowed for a demonstration from 12 to 6. I mean, that's just a long time to have police and other resources deployed. It's tough to maintain public safety for that duration.
Moran says cities should also block streets in and around the protest areas to prevent attacks by people in cars or trucks. And communities should plan jointly with state police, clearly spelling out the chain of command and telling officers when to step in. Former U.S. Attorney Tim Hafey may have other ideas. His report, commissioned by the city, is due out in early December. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Tuesday.